And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Brian and I just talking movies before we came back on the air. It was talking about the new James Bond movie, which I'm really excited to see. And Mad Max, you say, is a goodie. Did you watch the Mission Impossible movie? The new one? That was good, too. So there you go. A couple of movies you can check out. But we're not here to tell you about movies. We're here to tell you about music. We've got all kinds. In the first hour of the program, if you missed it, counted down the first 10 of the top 20. Lots of movement on the charts this week. And of course, that all comes from earshot-online.com. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Yeah, lots of movement in the top 10 as well. Only our number one sitting still. So keep it locked right here. Earshot is the national campus and community radio report. What does that mean? It is the national top 50 where you can find it, and we'll count down the top 20 albums from that. And that list is created by compiling and some crazy math and all that kind of mumbo jumbo on the internet by some fine campus and community radio stations across Canada, over 30, usually 34 this week, submitting the most played albums on their station, and that becomes our national list, as well as specialty charts for some fine genres such as electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud folk roots, and blues. And there's some great content on there, pretty much all developed by volunteers. And you can find reviews and interviews by such groups as Babysitter, Hagface, Gang Signs, Fake Tears, and much, much more. So you should go and check all that out in your spare time at earshot-online.com.
And you can get in touch with us a few ways online. Facebook.com/earshot20 is our home on Facebook, at earshot20, our handle on Twitter, and earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. All great ways to reach out and all great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of a feature. We'll play something from your latest release, and we will give you an interview. In this hour of the program, like we said, the top 10, and there has been some movement, a new number one to this show, because we didn't have our regular show last week. We had a unique and fun predictions episode where we talked about what we thought might be on the top 20 of 2015. That was a good time. Now we're back at it. So we do have a new number one again this week, and a lot of movement within the top 10 and a lot of debuts. Brian's going to tell you about a little later on in the program as well.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff for sure.
Awesome. Well, let's get it kicked off. Right now, start it with number 10 and we'll move on from there.
All right, this one just drops one spot this week. It is the new record from Kurt Vile called Believe I'm Going Down. It comes our way from Matador Records, and you're going to hear a track starting off this hour and this set and the top 10 called Life Like This. Then we're going to hear Diamonds by Ra Ra at number 9, up two spots this week as their latest Vessels. And the new one from City and Color drops one spot to number 8. It is called If I Should Go Before You, and we're going to hear a track called Killing Time.
There you go, Kurt Vile, your number 10 this week, Life Like This. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Wanna live a life like mine? Hey baby, well get in line. you got what it takes, well, I think you might.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Diamond.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
Closing out our set of three there at number 8, that was City in Color with a track called Killing Time, down from number 7, just one spot this week, and the album is called If I Should Go Before You. Rah Rah in the middle there at number 9, up two spots this week is the album Vessels, and we kicked off this hour and that set of tunes at number 10 with Kurt Vile. His album drops one spot this week, and it's called Believe I'm Going Down.
There you go. We've got some more tracks now to bring you in this hour of the program. Coming up in just a few minutes, you're going to hear from Stephen Karlick. We've got some more music news, and we talk about Hotline Bling. Brian, are you familiar with that song?
I am.
Yeah? The look on your face, do you think it's a foolish song, or do you, are you a fan of the song?
I don't really listen to the song that much. I just know what it's all about. I saw that Thomas Mulcair had a parody from This Hour Has 22 Minutes.
That's what we're talking about. Oh, we're cool. talking about his parody. We're talking about Bernie Sanders also has a parody. There's a great one of Drake putting pepperoni on pizzas as he okay. does the Hotline. The video is really funny, and as Steven says, very memeable in the news. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and I had to look up what Hotline Bling meant. I didn't know. It's in reference to a booty call. I didn't realize this. It's interesting. Not really. I wasn't that interested, but I was interested enough to look it up, I guess. And so lots to talk about in the music news coming up in just a little bit. If you missed the first hour of the program, or you want to catch up on any episode of the Earshot 20, you can do so by visiting radio4all.net. It's radio with the number 4all.net, or you can go to iTunes for the podcast. All of the episodes there, we're at 173 this show. Only 27 more.
That's like until that's we a hit half a year.
200. 27
still a
though.
While. Still a while.
Yeah, I know, but it's got to be big.
200 is not anything. 250, that's where it's at.
But we've got to make it big. No, 200 is huge. 200 is huge. That's like,
you better start planning.
That's two centuries.
You better start fundraising for our helicopter and firework display.
No, I thought we were just going to go try and do shows live on location at different stations across the whole country. The program. Yeah.
We'll start hitchhiking next week.
Well, you're going to have to leave something behind for your daughter just in case we don't make it back. Anyway. All right. Here we go. We'll give you a couple more tracks. Steven will be on shortly.
All right. A well-loved Canadian musical project has a new album out called Are You Alone? It is Magical Clouds. Last week, number 24, and this week, number 7. Perhaps a contender for the top spot in a couple of weeks. We'll see. And that is a track you're going to hear from them called Change. And our previous number 1 for several weeks, and last week, number 2. Now to number 6. It is Destroyer from the album Poison Season. You're going to hear Hell.
Here's Magical Clouds, Change. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Feeling shit.
Earshot 20. Number 6.
I'll take my chances on the road, on the inside. I'm an ocean, like a wheel set into motion into the storm. I'll take my chances. Da-da-da. I'll take my chances on the road, on the inside. I'm an ocean, like a wheel set into motion into the storm. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Out of office is sold down the river. Every time I try to look into your eyes, an angel flies by. Baby, it's dumb. Look what I've become, scum. A relic, a satellite. I was born bright, now I'm dark as a well. A kite washed up on the shoreline, and it's hell down here, it's hell. 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 It's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here, it's hell. It's hell down here.
That was Hell by Destroyer from his new album Poison Season at number 6, down from number 2. And at number 7, up from number 24, Magical Clouds from the new record Are You Alone? You heard Change.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us and hope you're enjoying the program. We've got more music news in this hour of the program. I gotta say, starting off with a story that made me laugh when I watched it. In this song, I actually had to look up, so I had no idea, Stephen, what even Hotline Bling meant. I had to Urban Dictionary it, but which is awful, right? But anyway, Tom Mulcair, Hotline Bling, it's funny all around.
It is. Unfortunately, we're not at the point yet where we can transmit video over the radio, but if you do head to exclaim.ca, you can watch a pretty wonderful video of NDP leader Tom Mulcair dancing to Hotline Bling. Of course, if you don't know the song yet, it is all over not only radio but on the internet. Drake recently released a video for the song that has been blowing up meme-wise across the internet. Some hilarious videos of him throwing pepperonis all over a pizza, some of some of members of Full House dancing to it. Lots of crazy stuff going on the internet as usual. But yes, NDP leader Tom Mulcair jumped on the bandwagon recently by imitating Drake's dancing from the Hotline Bling video. It was CBC comedy show This Hour Has 22 Minutes that first tweeted a brief clip of Mulcair imitating Drake's bendy knee shimmy. And you can see that at exclaim.ca. And 22 Minutes aired November 3rd at 8:30 p.m. with a full version of that Hotline Bling dance. And that's online now, so you can check that out.
It's golden. And I noticed there down below a little bit further in the story, Bernie Sanders Hotline Bling is there too. That was on Ellen. I mean, everybody who's anybody has done a meme of this, and we're just waiting for Stephen Karlick's Hotline Bling meme. So
my whole life is a Hotline Bling meme.
All right, we've got a couple more stories. We're going to get to the next one. This one, some news from Holy Cook's brainchild and the Alvin and the Chipmunks, slowing it down, keeping it real.
Yes, Brian Borchert is, as any fan of Holy Cook or any of his other monikers will know, great fan of experimentation. He did a very cool thing lately, just after Halloween. He took an Alvin and the Chipmunks record and chose to slow them down, which turned the vocals to a normal pitch and the music to obviously a much slower pitch. So the vocals now sound like the people who originally recorded their voices and then sped them up to make the Alvin and the Chipmunks sound. But the rest of it sounds very sludgy, almost like a slow kind of metal sound. It's a 7-song EP that's a little bit nightmarish and also strangely familiar. It features the Chipmunks' slowed down takes on songs like Walk Like an Egyptian, My Sharona, and my personal favorite, Call Me, by Blondie. It's very weird. It's very wonderful. Borchert said about it, quote, "I know it's funny, but it's also heavy, and it sounds beautiful. It makes you rethink the process involved, but there's also just something poetic about it." And he goes on to talk about music being exploration of time, and the interesting way that you can manipulate that and change the intention. You can hear it at exclaim.ca. I also heard it randomly coming out of somebody's room the other day, which I was very happy to hear. So do check it out if you have a moment, if you're a fan of either Brian Borchert or Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Or both, really. I mean, I would never have thought, although it seems like such a no-brainer to slow it down and see what it would actually sound like, you know, in real time as opposed to the high pitch, but it's interesting.
There are some very cool experiments with this kind of thing. One of the best ones I heard was somebody slowed down crickets, like a field recording of crickets making their chirping noise, and it sounds like holy angel voices. It sounds really amazing.
But that's kind of cool. I like it. Sounds good. All right, we've got one more story before we get to your song pick of the week. And, you know, something maybe interesting for last. We'll let the folks decide once they hear the story. But if you are a fan of football, Canadian football, and a particular band, then you're in for a treat.
If and only if.
If and only if, yeah.
So this year's Grey Cup, which is, of course, the ultimate prize that our CFL, Canadian Football League, athletes are fighting for. That will, of course, take place in Winnipeg on November 29th, and it's just been announced that the music you'll hear at halftime will be performed by none other than emo pop megastars Fallout Boy. Everyone just went, yeah. The group will most likely play something from their latest album titled American Beauty, American Psycho, though one will hope that they bring out Azalea Banks, ASAP Ferg, or Migos to hop on a cut from their recent Make America Psycho Again remix album. You never know. But in case you're one of the people who cares enough to be at the CFL Grey Cup, you'll get to see Fall Out Boy as well.
Yeah, it's...
You'll have to see Fall Out Boy.
Unless you decide to leave during the halftime show. It's interesting. Maybe they'll play their song. And the only reason I know this is because I do, every once in a while, catch a glimpse of a hit song here or there. But they have a song called Uma Thurman, which, it's kind of catchy. So maybe you'll get a taste of that. But who knows what will happen. All we know is that football and Fall Out Boy will now be together in one place. So if you love them both, you're in for a treat.
There's a very good remix of Dance Dance by an artist called Lindbergh Palace. You should check it out.
Awesome. All right, we've got your song pick to get to, and I don't want to hold up anymore. So, Stephen, as always, thanks very much for joining us. You are a great pleasure to have, and we'll turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. I believe I've talked before about the upcoming 10 Tricks Point Never album. He is putting that out on November 13th, and it's titled Garden of Delete. I have heard it. It's a very weird and an experimental album. He does some amazing things with synthesizers, and his latest single is called Sticky Drama. Don't judge it by its title. It opens with some regal strings and some pitch-shifted vocals, some really cool melodic stuff that he's not typically known for. It's really quite pretty and very weird. You're going to hear it now anyway. It's Sticky Drama by 106 Point Never on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Earshot listeners, Stephen Karlick again, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Young Galaxy, Grimes, Beat Happening, Magical Clouds, Dilly Dally, Rival Consoles, Joanna Newsom, Rory, and of course, our annual holiday gift guide for the entertainment obsessed. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20. Number 5.
Just
It's the Earshot 20.
Too Bad, So Sad is a new track from Metric and their new album, Pagans in Vegas. It's up one spot this week to number 4. And at number 5, or number 8, the new album from New Order called Music Complete. We heard a track from that one called Unlearn This Hatred. And we had, as always, a pick from Stephen Karlick this week. This week, he's choosing a track from the forthcoming 10 Tricks Point Never album. And we heard a track from that one called Sticky Drama.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks very much for that, Stephen. And now, before we get to our last few tracks of this program, we're going to take a quick break from the charts and give you the lowdown, a little bit of a look as what's debuting below the top 20. As Brian said earlier, 9 debuts in the top 50, which just goes to show you that even though we are in November and it is getting near the end of the year, still lots of albums debuting and lots of new music coming out.
For sure, and we'll kick it all off this week, the lowdown, with a band called Low. They have a new album out on Sub Pop, 1s and 6s. It's at number 50. 1977 have a new album out called Twister. It's at number 49. And Fuzz return with their second album, simply titled 2, kind of like Mets, at number 44. JP Ho at number 42 with an album called Hideaway, and the self-titled album from Illa J at number 39. We're now up to number 34. It is Black Mastiff, Music Machine, and the Noble Thieves at number 32. It's Tough to Be the Bad Guy, and one spot up from that is LV with number 31, Return to the Moon. And we close out our lowdown this week. Our highest debut below number 20 is at number 24, and it is a new self-titled release from Cave Boy. So check all that out. More at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50, not just the top 20 that we bring you, and perhaps we'll hear from some of those releases in the near future.
Who knows? Do you care to make a guess at any of those?
No, not really.
I'm going to. I'm going to say Illa J.
Sure, I really like that. I really like 1977. I think that would be really cool if we could play that on a show. And Fuzz is pretty popular too, so
yeah,
those ones are pretty low, but we'll see. It's hard to say. Lots of good stuff below the top 20, not just our debuts as well. So lots of movement as always, every single week.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. That's how many more tracks we have to bring you before this hour is complete, and we're going to kick it all off with number 3. Did I write too messy for you?
No, I think I got it figured out. It's sitting still at number 3. It's U.S. Girls, a track from their new album Half Free called Damn That Valley.
Oh,
20. Number 2. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
Suit and tie, it's okay. Don't take much to make my day. Celebration, 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 celebration. Everyone's eating just more than enough. A bottle of something, a hand for your glove. Celebration, 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 celebration. And here it is, the perfect temperature. So figure it out, then bring it on in. There's a group here, you'll fit right in. Celebration, 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 celebration. Can an hour open it up? To fill my cup. Celebration, 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 celebration. Yup. 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 let's take a look. Build to suit. Celebration! 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 Celebration!
It's the Earshot 20.
Closing out our show this week, that was our number one, Sitting Still, from the week before, Ought, with the album Sun Coming Down. We're track from that one called Celebration. At number two, up for number four, Dilly Dally from the album Soar. Your track called Next Gold. And we kicked off that set of tunes at number three, Sitting Still, with Half Free. It was U.S. Girls and Damn That Valley.
There you go. I'm Anthony Hammond, Brian Cleveland in studio, and that is another countdown wrapped up for this week. Thanks for tuning in and joining us. You want to find out anything about the program, find us online, facebook.com/earshot20. And you can podcast the show through iTunes, download on radioforall.net, hear us on a number of great campus and community radio partners, which you may be hearing us right now. Thanks to them for airing the program, and join us next week for a brand new countdown. But until then, stick around right now, because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.